And that partial, part of that is because the content is so short, it can both be written and sent instantly. And we use SMS and other technologies to really take advantage of that. And that's what makes it interesting, even in the mundane stuff. When it's not the president, it's not a senator, but it's your brother who lives across the country, you know, saying they are painting the garage. It's not interesting to hear later that he painted the garage, but to hear in the moment that that is happening.
The instant quality of it is the genius for me. But at the same time, the president did use it when he won. Didn't he send out a tweet? How many people got it? He sent out a tweet that said, "Thank you all, this is a glorious day for all of us, and you deserve the credit," something to that effect.
Exactly.
What's magical about 140 characters? You needed a number?
Well, the original reason it's 140 characters is because we wanted to support SMS, and we put a lot of focus on that at first. And SMS, text messages, normally are limited to 160 characters, so we needed some room for the name, and we decided on 140.
What is in your DNA that has enabled you to start Blogger.com and Twitter? I mean, what is it about you?
Well, first of all, I didn't invent the idea of Twitter, and I didn't really invent the idea of Blogger. I saw an opportunity, and in both cases, what drove me to pursue it was experiencing it myself.